Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
We tell them all across London.
This story was told by Bill Singh.
In January 2014.
When the theme was best intentions.
Good evening, fellow Sparks. This is my first time here, so I don't know what to expect. It was 1987, and it was Diwali time, so there were a lot of fireworks around. I just left university, and it was a Wednesday in November, and I was called out to go to a church meeting, which was held in a school. I came and sat right at the back. It was a room about this big and about this long, length and width-wise. I sat right at the back. And there was a priest from India. He came and sat in the middle of the congregation, answering his questions. And at about 10 to 10, somebody sort of like got up, went up to him, and shot him. Suddenly, after that, another person got up with another shotgun and started firing again into the congregation. The whole congregation started running towards the back. And there was a stage at the back, and the first gunman went on the stage and he started firing left and right. And me being a person who's always in the wrong place at the wrong time, I thought to myself, well, I've got long legs and I can jump that stage. And I ran straight through the center, jumped up on the stage, and I took his gun and his hands, and we went straight and put it straight up, so because I didn't want him to shoot anybody else. And in the middle of this, he sort of had a knife in his, under his sort of like jacket. And he tried taking that knife out and tried stabbing me. Another person in the congregation saw that and hit him on his hand, and this knife fell. I sort of like wrestled with him, and then I fell on the floor. And while we were wrestling, I sort of like remembered a trick which my martial arts teacher taught me, that if you grab their thumb and twist his back, the wrist will open. So I did that, the person's hand opened, and somebody else took this gun out. So I eventually took both this gun and the other shotgun and put it on the stage, because I didn't want anybody else to be hurt. Eventually, three people had got shot by this time. And one was wounded in the stomach. The other person who tried grabbing him got up, and he was shot, in the shoulder, and the bullet came out of the back, so diagonally he was cut quite badly, injured. And three people died as a result of this. Eventually, when the case, I just went to the police station and gave my statement saying, this is what I saw, and I just went back home. I didn't think anything of it. But a month later, when the trial started, I was called up as a chief witness. And cutting a long story short, the trials went on, but one guy was actually given 25 years sentencing and the other was given 30 years. I didn't really know how to actually handle this. And as the years went by, this always preyed on my mind, that did I really do the right thing by going and giving statements, because I had to go to the Old Bailey as well and give sort of like statements there as well. But when what whenever I thought of when we had the 9/11 bombings and the London bombings, I thought, Bill, well, maybe what you did was the right thing to actually do. Then after the London bombings, what actually happened was one of the guys who got the 25-year sentencing, they decided, okay, his 25 years are up and we'll let him go. But at that point, the police had another meeting and they went back into court and they said, well, if we release these people again, it will not be in the interest of the public and, you know, there won't be any peace here. So the judge actually changed his rulings over and said, well, these guys will never be leaving prison. They'll be spending the rest of their time in there because they were charged under the Terrorist Act. So to me, in this time I found out that their families, one of the guys who got 30 years, his wife had died, his daughter had got cancer, he had never seen, they didn't go to any of their funerals, to his wife's funeral, or didn't even see his daughter. So it's something which goes through my mind, that did what I did, was it the right thing to do or not? I don't know. As with age, I'm having maybe second thoughts, but one side of me is saying, Bill, you did do the right thing there. That's my story. Thanks.
Come to the Canal Cafe Theatre next Monday
for the Best of Spark London,
featuring the best stories of the month
and special guest Helen Zaltzman.
That's Best of Spark London,
Monday, 3rd of February.
Full details at sparklondon.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.